Welcome aboard, gentlemen.
It really is the most extraordinary craft, Doctor.
You'll have to explain how it's done. Damn sight more sophisticated than Pepper's ghost, I'll warrant.
Oh, it isn't a trick, Henry.
Mirrors, I suspect, Professor.
Now then, where would you like to go? And when would you like to go? The universe is our oyster.
Well, it won't be too choppy, will it?
Choppy?
I think Henry is afraid of motion sickness.
Well, I assume we shall have to strap ourselves in. Safety harnesses, that sort of thing.
I'll have you know that travelling the TARDIS is as smooth as a slide down the frictionless slopes of Mount Shear on an anti-Newtonian skateboard. A transport of delight.
I dare say you're right, Doctor. Oh,
no offence, I'm sure.
None taken. Now then, my friends, hold on tight.
What?
No, metaphorically. Hold on tight to your minds. Firestorm, this is the life. You all right, Professor?
Not really, Doctor. Will this take long?
We're nearly there. You're looking a bit green, Henry.
Hold on at all, Doctor. Just enjoy this transport of delight.
Well, make the most of it, because we're about to land.
Not a moment too soon.
And that's when it really gets exciting.
Let's go!
Gentlemen, what do you think?
I say, quite extraordinary.
Upon my soul, he did it. The blessed fellow's only gone and ferried us to some far-flung field.
Did you ever doubt me?
Well, no, but by Jiminy, it's enough to knock a fellow for six. 1 minute, London. The next, goodness knows where.
Indeed. Your TARDIS is a wholly remarkable machine, Doctor.
I like to think so, Professor.
That infernal device. You'd have a more dignified restful excursion plunging over than...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?